All right, welcome everyone, and happy Halloween. Me, Matt, Scotty,
Ninja.
We are going to be taking you through our first Halloween special. It's the theming of the different times of year. Like, we'll do a Christmas special, we'll do a Halloween special, and what that'll consist of is a live reaction of a certain Halloween themed episode. So we're starting off with the first ever Halloween themed one, which was Zed's Monster Mash. I believe this was the first Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Tommy faces some real Halloween monsters after he gets kidnapped by Goldar. So yeah, this is the first episode where Trini, Zach, and Jason are not in Mighty Morphin anymore because they left due to a contract dispute. And yeah, Pumpkin Rapper's in it. The Robo Goat or whatever it's called, isn't it?
I don't remember what it's called. It's
yeah,
a rogue part goat, part Borg.
Part Borg. So they're all still credited in here, and I think, yeah, no, Aisha, Rocky, and Adam don't come in until I think like the next episode or so.
Yeah, somewhere. Like that.
But damn, I miss Zach and the dreads. That shit was sweet.
Me too.
Hip hop keto.
He wasn't in that many episodes with the dreads.
Yeah.
Maybe like 3 or 4. Even though in the credits he has them throughout the whole season. But.
Yeah. So, damn, I miss Zach so much.
Trini, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Notice in the opening, it's only the three of them. Tommy, Billy, and Kim. And the morphing.
Yeah.
Ah, the White Tiger's Sword. Badass. Sword. This was always a favorite episode of mine because of the putties that become like aliens. I'm not aliens. Well, I'm fucking tripping. The putties become like little rangers themselves with like shitty costumes.
I don't remember that.
Shred Rangers.
That was something like that.
Zed did the Monster Mash. Okay. He did a graveyard smash.
I don't know, because I had the Power Rangers costumes as a kid, so I can relate.
I just find it funny that in a world where the Rangers are real and causing a lot of destruction.
So he goes, I can't thank you for helping out with the peace conference.
Oh my god, Billy is Rick before Rick even existed.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
I think, is he supposed to be Doc Brown?
We gotta, it morphin' time, Morty!
Billy, planning for the future.
I just find it funny that even in the Rangers universe, there's companies making money off of the Rangers themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This community outreach program was a great idea. Thank you. Just knowing you teens will be chaperoning my daughter makes me feel a lot better.
That was your daughter? She didn't look anything like you.
Yeah.
Bye.
That face Kimberly made when she walked away.
Wow, Jason, Trini, and Zach were hanging out a lot of times together during these last couple episodes. What the hell is Ernie?
Wow. He's the costume that could fit him, that's it.
That, yeah.
That should be Godborg's next costume.
Fuck me. What's the worst thing you ever got in a candy bag? I got one.
Peanuts. And I love peanuts. But when I was a kid,
yeah.
And the person, we knocked on the door, and they said to me and another one of my buddies, these are peanuts. Better candy won't rot your teeth.
Now, you know,
we just looked at each other like, okay.
At least as far as like candies that I hated as a kid, peppermint patties. I absolutely hated those. But
I felt about Tootsie Rolls.
I never really disliked getting like a little bag of chips or pretzels. I actually never had a problem with that as a kid.
Well,
I
the one thing, besides getting somebody's mixtape in your trick or treating bag.
I have not had that.
They'd take a pack of bubble gum, like the Rickley's, like Juicy Fruit, and just hand out the pieces of gum. I'm like,
that's pretty awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
or like
cheap.
Open the Hubba Bubba thing and just put the boat, you know.
Oh god, that's cheap.
Heck yeah, dog. I don't care. I'll pull down your... Hey, cool it, man.
Bro.
Jeez, are you guys a little old for trick or treating?
We're just fucking talking.
I know. That's such a weird comment. Not for me, Miss Giggles. Skull. If you get Assassin's Creed Odyssey, the pre-order bonus is you get to look like Skull, as he does here.
What, those hot tamales? This is so stupid. He soaks this... Yo, haven't they not done enough shit to Ernie that they had to ruin his fucking floor?
You just contaminated all those apples.
Ew.
Honestly, I'm a Skull on that. A good apple, can't waste that shit.
Foolish humans, now disguise yourselves as children and lure the White Ranger away from the other.
Your plan is brilliant, my lord.
Notice how when Zio Goldar's face just gets brighter and brighter blue?
Yeah, it does. The Goldar's ever-changing face.
Oh, wow, I thought it was nighttime. I know that, like, it just... Oh, this I love. I love these costumes.
The fact that putties can just do this.
Yeah.
And they never try again, like, in any other method.
So, yeah, so our local... It looks like... I know it's, like, it looks like it's nighttime in there. Look how shitty these masks are.
Cool costumes. Hey, I'm Tommy, your chaperone. And what's your names?
What the fuck were those made out of?
Oh, I get it. You're supposed to keep your identities a secret. Okay, no problem.
I love these costumes though, for some reason.
The fact that Tommy just sort of played himself a little bit there.
Who did Tommy just say hi to? Hold on, let's back that up. Tommy just randomly says hi to somebody.
No, it was the people entering.
Yeah, but it's like literally just a guy all in black.
Yeah.
No face.
What's your
names? Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
You're supposed to keep your identities a secret. Okay, no problem, you're
on. It was cheesy, like, face mask on those.
Let's go, guy. Hey, man.
Some guy had a random, like, Zorro get up.
Yeah, right?
A lot of little Power Ranger look-likes around here.
Yeah. They're also beauty.
Bulk, what are you doing?
He's trying to carve a pumpkin with plastic knives.
No, Skull, I meant Bulk.
Oh, Bulk.
No, he was putting something in his mouth. I don't know, was it a toothpick? I wasn't sure. Oh, that makes sense. He was just using the apple.
Boy, that Pink Ranger helmet ain't that great, huh?
Better than the Putty's one.
That is.
Putty's ones are fucking great. See, now I remember trick-or-treating at nighttime. I never trick-or-treated during the day.
I've done both.
I had to wait till Mom got home.
I've done both. I mean, you definitely see this a little bit more nowadays.
Ranger, let's see
who
you really are.
Nice.
The Red Ranger's Tanya?
Dude, I wish, actually, I wish I had Silly String. Just for any time that Rob says something, I just spray him.
That would be great.
Doesn't this look an awful lot like Laurie Strode Street?
Not really.
I'm trying to get a theme going here, Matt. Way to go.
Nah.
Actually, I think that's the same house that they used for the brick monster in the back.
Yeah, no, that is it.
I think Zed was more evil than King Mondo, but King Mondo gave zero fucks. These masks are terrible.
That's what I just told you before. The masks are awful.
But they're funny as hell to look at.
Look like they were made out of paper mache, dude, literally.
Generally scare the fuck out of Tommy.
Why did he morph here?
Initially, he thought he was Nick's of children?
Right here.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Dude, if I saw Jason, David, Frank, and the White Ranger fighting on my lawn, I'd be like, you know what? Today's not a good day to go outside.
We'll take them. Classic music. Fight music.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, the key monster! Dude! This fucking dude is sweet. The gatekeeper.
Let's see, which key is it? I'll just use my master key. Once I turn this, no one will be able to escape.
It's like a Kingdom Hearts series.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Nice graveyard. It looks like the Hardy compound.
Inspiration for sure.
What? Yeah, okay, sure.
Robo Goat? I think that was his name, right?
Something like that.
Hey, Pumpkin Rapper!
Just what I didn't mean. I thought the church would have squashed Pumpkin Rapper. Maybe you did, but it's time to get sad because the Lord said, Power, we're back and we're back.
That one actually had the right amount of bars.
Yeah, it did. Tommy, you might want to get your morpher.
Wow, way not to use a coaster, Kim.
Yeah, right.
I guess they're still with the group over at the elementary school.
They left the show.
I don't know. I haven't seen him either.
You guys have been in the same fucking seats as Ernie. Why would he have seen anybody different?
It would appear that all the children are accounted for.
Then who are the kids with Tommy?
I don't know. Maybe we should contact him and find out.
Tommy.
1990s, where the thought of cell phones were an absolute outrage.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's teleport to the command center.
I just wish they would admit.
I agree.
They have like Ernie admit that he knew they were Power Rangers.
I think Ernie knew.
That's fine. If Ernie knows, you know. By Zeo, he should have known.
I mean, might be in trouble. He was supposed to meet us back at the youth center, and he never.
Ernie should have been covering for him all, you know.
Do you notice how Zed? I mean, Zordon. Never even bothered to call them?
Yeah.
Alpha is attempting to locate his position now.
Zordon, he's helpless against those creatures.
He's kicking Pumpkin Rapper Robo Goat's butt.
I can't believe they turned Pumpkin Rapper into a pop figure in King Sphinx. They didn't.
I can't believe we've gotten that before Squat or Babu.
Why hasn't he gotten his morpher back from this freaking grave, dude?
I wonder if they are going to make pop figures for every Power Ranger series.
I can't just stand here and watch this.
I don't see why they shouldn't.
Here's the printout. This should tell us where Tommy is.
What about the others?
Jason and the other Rangers have no one to leave the younger children with. Tommy needs you now. You have to go on without them. They'll join you as soon as they can.
It's morphin' time!
Pterodactyl!
Triceratops! I love how she says pterodactyl.
Oh man, am I glad to see you guys. Watch your backs, there's a whole litter over here.
The litter.
Hey guys, looks like we had a couple of party crashers. Let's show them how we have fun!
What the fuck?
Okay.
Yo, did you see the string?
Yeah, I totally did.
Very threatening, Billy.
Yeah.
Tommy's morphin' back. That's it, Billy.
Nice throw, Billy.
Good job, Billy. You did it.
Fucking lands on the ground.
You did it, Billy.
Badass.
I love how abrupt it is when it's only one person morphing.
Since we're having so much fun, I think I'll invite a few more of my friends. Oh!
Primitar.
Dude, I love that episode so much.
Ooh, Rhino Blaster.
He was a cool looking monster.
He was a tough one to take out, too. Green Ranger had to take him out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Did he say the Invincible Flytrap? Yeah.
Kind of looks like the Grinch.
A little bit. If the Grinch was like a creepypasta.
No, wait, it's not?
I'm sure there is.
Snizzard?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Oh, I didn't know we had a Snizzard name.
One of the monsters that Bryan Cranston voiced?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, Shalom. I am legally placing these kids' lives in the hands of
the stock footage here of the other Rangers?
I don't remember.
I think it's just random people in the suits.
And over you.
Yeah.
And just overused.
It sounded like Jason, even though it wasn't the episode. At least that's.
Or for
like
all I know, they could have filmed this in advance.
Maybe.
Because they filmed the whole first season before it aired.
Right.
So they could, for all we know, they could have been in there.
Sentai.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Reused, all, this is all reused here.
Yeah. Now, this is actually, like, the roll call that every Sentai's had when they're doing this.
I still don't know if I'd put Trini in number one Yellow Ranger of all time.
No, I don't. Trini was great, but she's not my number one.
Oh, dude, we were looking up. Kimberly did not make number one on the list of top 10 Pink Rangers of all time.
Really?
Yeah, Jen did. From
Time Force.
Time Force.
Which makes sense. Like, that actually makes sense.
Go, Saba.
Oh, yeah, back when he actually had a voice.
So badass, this opening sequence.
No doubt.
It's like when she sends nudes, that's the running chance that you fucking run to your phone.
Tiger mode. Battle ready now. What about the orb he's got in his hand, too?
Yeah.
No, warrior mode's badass.
If you look very closely, the white Tiger Zord has like a cookies and cream finish on the white.
It's a great Zord.
Dude, I cannot fucking wait for them to put the white Tiger Zord in Legacy War. She's gonna be OP.
I have a pumpkin wrapper as it's throwing his pumpkin, his vines at me.
He's got pumpkin bombs. Nice, Tommy.
Did he say that as Green Ranger too?
I remember.
I'm pretty sure he said the same thing.
What's with the waterfall in the background?
Sentai.
No, but I never understood what it was for.
It's just flair.
Just a waterfall?
Yeah, just flair. Well, I mean, they were dead in the first place. Like, obviously they weren't that good.
Oh man, I'm sure glad that party's over with.
Me too.
I gotta tell you guys, this chaperone program really worked. Looks like everybody had a real good time.
Gummy worms! Where are the other three?
Maybe not everybody.
Now, granted, at this time, I had no idea that Jason, Trini, and Zach left.
We didn't find any real Power Rangers.
When I was a kid.
What's the matter? Did you eat too much? Want some more candy?
Whoa, they actually turned green.
No more candy, ever.
I guess they had a little too much trick-or-treating.
They're about to catch some diabetes.
She broke Tommy's heart from a letter.
Yes, she did.
Dear John letter. But it's okay, because Tommy has a thing for Pink Rangers.
I think that's the theme. Yeah. I think that's the theme here. Nonetheless, guys, that was our review on that episode. And most importantly, happy Halloween. Stay safe. Check your bags. You know, like TSA. That?
Avoid the creepy old people.
Anything to say to our viewers for Halloween?
Ninja!
What are you going as Halloween, Matt? What are you going to be?
John Wick.
Scotty, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I was already Jason Voorhees at the Halloween party we were at.
All right.
I
have to work,
so I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, costume, I don't so think
I'm sure. I don't know. I'm taking my sister out tomorrow, so I have no idea what we're doing. It's Halloween. It is past 12 o'clock as of right now. It's like 12:08. I don't even know. A.M. So we stayed up for you, and you're listening to this for us, so we thank you. And for that, Scotty?
Let's rock it.
All right.